My name's Jason Carrier. I'm one of the owners and brewery manager at Falling Sky Brewing.
Can you tell me a little bit about your brew this year?
We did a Passe de Nom. It's a Belgian brown ale. It has some special aromatic, some special bee, and some caro wheat. And we tweaked the water profile to make it a little bit more like Belgian breweries, and it gives it kind of a little sour tang and is hopped mainly with Styrian Goldings.
My name is Jim Montgomery. I'm one of the owners and the head brewer here at Sam Bond's Brewing. This year we made the double. We are calling it DeFroster Double, and we used also Special B to get a kind of raisin aromatic to come out of it, and we were able to get a pitch of yeast from Ninkasi of a Trappist high gravity yeast that brings out a smooth but warm 7.4% flavor at the end without being too strong.
When people taste the Belgian beer, what are they looking for?
So I think generally you're going to have a, unless it's a very light beer, and even in some of those saisons and wits accepted, you typically will have some of those caramel, toffee, candy notes. The Belgian yeast strain is known for the clove and banana and other fruity ester profiles, sometimes white pepper type flavor profile or aroma profile. That's typically that spicy, fruity character is what makes a Belgian beer recognizable as Belgian.
And can you tell me more about the history of the Belgian brew and how old it is?
The history of Belgian beers go way back, and what you're looking at are monks traditionally brewing these higher gravity ales and aging them for quite a while so that you get a nice smooth finish. For us, we wanted to jump on brewing it as soon as we could, so we did this around the first part of December so that we could just lager it in our fermenter for a month and just let all the flavors meld together before moving it forward into a filtration. With all of that, we're looking at something that is completely opposite of a lot of these Northwest ales, which is instead of hoppy, you're looking for a really smooth finish where you can taste the malt characteristics and the candy sugars and have a really good dissipating flavor at the end of just a sweetness.
This is really good.
I love the color. Definitely a nice brown.